So one of the things God told us to do one of the things God told us to do was build an ark. You know, we're going to be facing days when people are going to come to church to get breakthrough. They're not coming to hear 3 points and a poem from the Reader's Digest. They're coming for breakthrough. And we might not like what that looks like, because when God shows up, it can get messy. Can we handle a little bit of mess to welcome the power of God? People are going to come here for breakthrough. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And we got to pray and worship till the presence of God fills the house, until the anointing comes into a place where people don't care about what anyone else thinks. That's when the power of God shows up, where we don't care what people think and our praise is unrestrained and we welcome the anointing of God and it destroys yokes on people's lives. That's what we're here for. We're not here for a nice, pretty, tidy little service. We're here for an encounter with God. And David said, "You find my praise unorderly. You find my praise too radical, too passionate." And he said, "You haven't seen anything yet. I will be more unrestrained than this." And we find it so unusual and we find it so offensive to our Western culture when people praise the way God ordained praise, to bind kings with chains of iron, to set the captive free. And we find that offensive. Well, we won't have it if we find it offensive. And people don't have to come here if they find it offensive. But we are building an ark for the last days when people can come and find services where there is deliverance in praise. Where there is deliverance in praise. And we don't have a program. And if God shows up, we say, "It's your battle, Lord. It belongs to you." And we follow the wind and we follow the fire and we say, "God, have your way and move in power," because we are tired of being a people who only have power in word and not in deed. God, show up and demonstrate your power. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Now, we know he already sent it on the day of Pentecost, but you know what we're saying? God, we want a greater manifestation of your presence in our midst. We want things burned out of our lives. We want stuff gone, and we want answers to prayer. We want to see our words accompanied with power. We want to see our prayers moving things in this world that we occupy for you. And we want to see angel armies moving powerfully on our behalf, as you have promised. For it is not our battle, it is your battle. Shike kamoso kora ma. Hallelujah. I think we shifted a few things this morning, and I'd like to hear some testimonies in the weeks coming up. Praise God. You know, as we get more and more used to this, we might just have to extend our services so that we have time for the word and the worship. And you can leave whenever you like. There's no plan here. There's no, you know, we don't take the roll at the end of the meeting to make sure everybody's still here. You can go home. You don't have to be here for the whole time if you don't want to. But I just said to my wife this morning, because she has a word to bring, and it's powerful. You know, she's an amazing preacher. But sometimes, you know, it's hard just to get into God in half an hour. Sometimes you just got to find that place in His presence where God has permission to show up. I'm not speaking for any other place, but you know, as for me and my house, we will worship God. We are not so short on time that we can't come for one day a week, one Sunday morning, and give ourselves to God as He, Lord. Or our time disciplines, Lord. I know God can move within the confines of an organized service, but sometimes I just want Him to break out of the box and go over the wall. But we've got to have a people prepared to carry that. I love what Matt Lansdowne said when he came, and we had a tremendous time of worship, went for a whole hour, and he got up and he says, "Man, that was really special. Where did you guys come from?" Well, we've been here all the time. We do this every Sunday. But most people aren't used to that, and they don't know how to carry it. And God needs the people who know how to carry it. A, we can't be so surprised when God breaks out and does something unusual. We've got to say, "Oh, well, that's normal around here. That's God. You know, things get messy when God shows up." And we want God to show up, don't we? Don't we? And we don't want to make people feel strange because they break out of the box. You know, a little wildfire is better than no fire at all. But Matt said, he had a word for us, and he says, "I believe the Lord is saying that I have reserved this people for myself." I cherish that. I have reserved this people for myself. Oh, Lord, we love to worship You. We're not afraid to worship You. We're not afraid to be on the extreme edge of a prophetic move of worship. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Turn to somebody and say, "We're building an ark. We're building an ark. We're building an ark of the presence of God. We're building an ark of the presence of God." But He's got to have timbers that are happy to burn and be on fire for Him. And I count it a privilege to be laborers, co-laborers with You. You are an amazing bunch of people. You are a unique group of people. And I treasure and I value every one of you. Because to be honest with you, you know, we couldn't do this without people who are happy to carry it. Father, we want to be Your people in worship. And I thank You that these people have given themselves to You this morning. Everyone said amen. And He's worthy. Someone say He's worthy. He's worthy. Come on. Come on. He's worthy. That was nothing. If we went for 10 hours, that would be nothing. Hallelujah. But we respect Your time. God bless you, honey.